dictation for Jetta, J-E-T-T-A, Rhode, R-H-O-D-E, August 29, 34, addressed as a letter to Dr. Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y, Kabir, K-H-A-B-I-R, 953-5339. Dear Dr. Kabir, consultation Mrs. Rhode, 91 years old lady, recently discharged from the hospital in Midland, presented with dyspnea and edema, evaluated for low sodium concentration, supposed to be doing fluid restriction. She enjoys her water, coffee, tea, and electrolyte drinks. Weight, appetite is stable. 3 small meals a day. No vomiting, dysphagia, some reflux, constipation as part of irritable bowel syndrome for what she takes Linzess, L-I-N-Z-E-S-S, and recently added 3-4 different laxative, has chronic incontinence of urine, but no infection or cloudiness of blood. Presently, edema resolved, was aggressively diuresis in the hospital. No claudication symptoms, no discolor of the toes, unsteadiness but no falling episode, dyspnea improved, no oxygen, CPA machine or sleep apnea, no orthopnea, PND, denied chest pain palpitations, does have chronic neck pain but no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, the past medical history. Osteoporosis on treatment, hyperlipidemia, chronic back pain, chronic constipation, hypertension, CHF, denies the vein thrombosis pulmonary embolism, no TIS or stroke, denies coronary artery disease or peripheral vascular disease, does have neuropathy or defeat, etiology unknown, denies pneumonia, no kidney stones or urinary tract infection, no liver abnormalities, anemia, or blood transfusion. Recently, echo shows low ejection fraction. Next paragraph, prior surgeries, back surgery for disc problems, hysterectomy including tubes and ovaries, benign condition, appendix removed too, prior colonoscopy, benign polyps, tonsils, adenoids, right total knee replacement. Next paragraph, side effects, allergies to penicillin, Miralax makes her nauseated. Next paragraph, briefly smoked for few years, discontinued long time ago, no alcohol or drugs, and no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, present medications, Fosamax, aspirin, Lipitor, muscle relaxant, cyclosporine eye drops, on Lasix presently 20 milligrams, Linzess, melatonin, potassium, aldactone, valsartan, a number of treatment for constipation. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph, weight 125, 61 inches tall. Blood pressure 120 over 68 on the right, 120 over 70 on the left. There is severe kyphosis, no gross respiratory distress, decreased hearing, normal speech, normal eye movement, no facial asymmetry, no gross mucosal abnormalities, no local eye rales, no palpable neck masses, file or lymph nodes, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, no gross abdominal distension, ascites or tenderness, minimal edema. She has eczema on the right upper extremity. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. From April 28, this is already post-discharge. Normal kidney function, minor increase of BUN from diuretics. Sodium was as low as 126, presently 131, 133. A normal potassium acid-base calcium glucose, pro-BNP back to normal, a month ago 4,800, presently 200, isolated calcium, elevated calcium, no, minor increase of AST, other liver function test normal. mild degree of anemia, normal platelet count. In the hospital, urine sodium was 9, which is low. Urine osmolality also low, 221. This was March 31, and she was already in the hospital for 5 days. Prior urine sample, trace of blood, negative for protein, no bacteria, 5 to 10 white blood cells. In the hospital, blood cultures were negative. Viral respiratory testing negative. Thyroid was normal. She was exposed to IV contrast for CT scan negative for pulmonary emboli. There was a component of pulmonary edema, pleural effusion, emphysema. An echo did show low ejection fraction 32. Enlargement of the left atrium. Some regional wall motion abnormalities. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. She has hyponatremia, probably related to CHF with low ejection fraction. She also looks relative muscle wasting and intake of protein is decreased. There is a component of low solute hyponatremia, and that will explain the low urine osmolality. She is already trying to do some fluid restriction. I'm not opposing the use of electrolyte solutions, but also encourage protein intake. Has preserved kidney function, normal potassium acid base, nothing to suggest adrenal abnormalities, normal thyroid, continued management of comorbidities, osteoporosis, kyphosis, low ejection fraction, cardiomyopathy, aspirin cholesterol management, low dose of diuretics, so far tolerating aldosterone blockers and ARB valsartan, management of constipation. Blood pressure in the office appears well controlled. Chronic incontinent, but presently not symptomatic. All issues discussed with the patient, end of dictation.